Can we innovate our way out of our CO2 problem? Live from the BBC World Service, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Leanna Byrne. Good morning. A new report by the International Energy Agency says global carbon dioxide, or CO2, emissions rose to a record high last year. But the report says the levels were tempered by the global energy crisis, outstanding growth in renewable energy sources and energy-efficient technologies. So this means they rose less than initially feared. One new technology is floating solar panels, which are experiencing a boom around the world. The market is expected to grow by 43% a year over the next decade, reaching $24.5 billion by 2031, according to Market Research Future. BBC Click reporter Paul Carter has been to Portugal, where he got the chance to walk on a huge floating solar panel. So, Paul, hello. What was that like, and how much power can one of these generate?
Hello. I mean, yes, it was quite a surreal experience. The platform itself is the size of 5 football pitches, and it can power as much as 25% of the local area, which is around 1,500 homes.
And I'm sure they're very heavy. How do they keep them afloat?
They've developed a special compound of recycled plastic and cork that's strong enough to support the considerable weight of this platform, but also remains extremely buoyant.
So, I mean, with the salty sea and the birds flying around, is cleaning these panels a bit of a challenge?
It is. It's a messy challenge. And these deposits can affect how much power the panels can output. So the energy company behind this solar farm is turning to some pretty clever technology. And this is Pedro from EDP telling me about some of the solutions that they've been working on.
We are doing some proof of concept with the robot. We have the idea to have autonomous robots doing these cleanups with some artificial intelligence also predicting when is the best time to do this cleanup.
I mean, was there any objections to them at all, Paul? I mean, would people argue it's taking up part of the ocean that they want to enjoy?
Well, actually, it's deployed next to a dam in Alqueva region of Portugal, which isn't being used for other purposes. It's on a reservoir. And so what that's enabling to do is it's actually enabling them to free up agriculture space and other land-based solutions for other uses. So local people are actually very supportive of the project.
Well, BBC Click reporter Paul Carter, thanks for getting up on those solar panels for us, and thanks for joining us on Marketplace.
Thanks for having me.
Now, let's do the numbers. Global stocks are down after the Eurozone's February inflation figures came out, which reported higher than expected inflation data. This could put pressure on the European Central Bank to continue raising interest rates. Yesterday, we brought you the news that Nigeria has a new president-elect, Bola Tinubu, of the ruling APC party. He's quite the economic in-tray in front of him, as these business owners across the country told us.
The problems that we face as business owners are huge. It ranges from electricity, which we consider to be like a basic amenity. Another problem is the access to capital and credit. Businesses are stifled.
We've had several administrations who had diverse promises and were unable to fulfill the promises. We're hopeful that they will be able to invest in youth development, invest in technology to drive change, to drive the economy.
About a third of workers are unemployed and thousands of young people are leaving. The BBC's BC Adebayo has more on Nigeria's brain drain.
Nigeria, home to over 200 million people with a young population of over 70%. At first glance, Nigeria has a lot going for it. A vibrant tech scene, a booming entertainment sector, a fashion and creative hub in Africa with a GDP of over $400 billion. But despite that, millions of people are suffering from ailing infrastructure, inequality and poverty, and a high unemployment rate of more than 30%. This has forced many young professionals out of the country as they seek better quality of life, including doctors, nurses, and also journalists like Victoria.
It's this thing about Nigeria that just puts you in a box. And so I wanted to get out there. I wanted my kids especially to understand that life can actually be different.
Data from the United Nations shows in 2020, there were 1.7 million international migrants from the country. And that's nearly double the number from a decade earlier.
Addition, yes. Subtraction.
One person who's getting ready to pack her bags for the UK is Ola, a school teacher in Lagos.
Teaching is just something easy for me. I can work with children, but don't get paid well. Why should I continue doing it? I want to do something new, something that could change my status and make things better for me.
Now, that's the view of some workers. What about how this is affecting employers? A question I asked the Director General of the Nigeria Employers Consultative Association, Wale Smart.
When you have the talent, you know, those you call talent, leaving your business in droves, it compromises your ability to be competitive. It changes the dynamics for an average business.
But what would it take to persuade those who have already left the country like Victoria, or change the mind of people like Ola who are getting set to leave?
I don't know if a change in leadership will be sufficient. There has to be some drastic change.
The unrest that is everywhere, that political unrest, things have to be done about that.
This is one of the big issues, and it's one people like Victoria, Ola and Wale, and so many Nigerians in a similar situation will be keeping a close eye on.
BC Adebayo reporting. And finally, brewers of sake might be drowning their sorrows as Japanese demand for the country's traditional drink has dropped by 30% over the past decade, but only temporarily, because exports to countries like the US and China are soaring. I would raise a glass, but it's a bit early. If you want to hear more about that, visit the BBC News website. I'm Leanna Byrne, and thanks for listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.